Originally, I grew up in Gakona, Alaska.
Tyonic.
Egypt.
Idaho.
Grand Park.
St. Lawrence Island.
St. Paul.
And I'm here with my student.
My science buddy.
My teacher.
My homie.
I'm his daughter.
Hi, my name is Jesse Robertson, and I am talking to my good friend, Bob.
My name is Bob. I'm in Fairbanks, Alaska, sitting in my camper, and I'm talking with my good friend and collaborator, Jesse. So we're doing the Alaska Voices podcast, and this is the first episode. I want to learn more and have you talk about where this project started and how it came about.
You and I were at AGU, the American Geophysical Union annual meeting, and it was in December 2016. And it has, 25,000 attendees, and it's just a lot. And I find that I can't really absorb information after a while, and I just remember thinking, I just want somebody to tell me a story about their work, about anything related to their science. And I remember bringing up StoryCorps and thinking, wow, that would be really neat to do kind of a science-based StoryCorps. And then we just started marching forward. And I remember contacting StoryCorps when I got back and having conversations with them. And then we wanted to set up a community recording, like a community recording project, and get facilitators on board. And you sought out funding from the Alaska Climate Science Adaptation Center.
Yep. I guess the other thing, we called it science tapes originally. We had to fix that because it just wasn't working in terms of getting people to talk to us.
And then we rounded up our facilitators and we tried to get it as diverse group as possible in terms of like what communities people interact with and where people work and where they're from and different perspectives. And then the facilitator essentially sits there with microphones and makes sure the sound is working and gets everyone oriented toward the recording and sets up expectations and gets paperwork and all that. At the training, we recorded 6 conversations as practice. I originally was wondering if it would be kind of boring to sit and not say a word for 40 minutes, but it's actually really enthralling. This conversation had their arcs, you know, so they'd talk about a lot of like really deep things for a little bit, and then they'd move surface level and deep. I went home that Friday night and just cried. I just realized that I think I'd been really missing something in my professional life. So I guess the humanity in people is one of the things I think we miss out on a lot. You've worked a lot on inclusivity in science, and we've talked a lot about what is missing and why do we lose people and why do people not even come into science. And through this process, I've wondered if that humanity piece is missing for people.
Do you still wonder about that?
I do. I think science isn't very accommodating to a lot of different personality types. There's a lot of uncertainty, and it's usually a lot of juggling a lot of balls in the air and trying to stay employed. I think it's easy for people to lose track of each other a little bit.
A lot of us are introverts and quite guarded with our thoughts and feelings and, you know, what we're thinking about day to day. When we were at that meeting in Anchorage, the Alaska Forum on the Environment, people came in from all over the state. We thought that'd be a great opportunity to record. And at first, people were really hesitant, even though we gave a demonstration and talked about our goals and what we were intending. And the way it kind of spread, by the end, people were like rushing us to try to get us to record. Like, so many people had a story that they wanted to tell, and everybody has a story to tell, whether or not they choose to tell it or not. But everybody has a story and everybody has a background. And that came through pretty loudly in that meeting.
There's a lot of gaining consent through every part of this process. People could withdraw consent at any point. Oftentimes, the partners knew each other. What I heard some of the participants say is that you don't get to sit and just talk to somebody for 40 minutes, like intensely talk to somebody. One of my favorites that stands out is Lance and Ryan. Lance interfaced with a lot of researchers and just how like ridiculous research is sometimes. And how ridiculous scientists are sometimes. Because we are, we're ridiculous and it's funny.
The thing that I've really admired about you since I've known you was your vision. You always had like this really clear understanding and the ideas. the vision itself is like something that I've never been really, really good at.
Thank you. I appreciate that. One thing I've always liked about you is your ability to assemble. You're like, okay, what are we trying to do? Okay, you know what we need? We need a this person and a that person and maybe that person. And then we put all this together.
Well, I'm an engineer by training, kind of. And so to me, it's always like solving a puzzle. Like, what are the different jigsaw pieces to make this whole vision that you have actually be a picture? And I enjoy that part. I don't like creating the picture. I like putting it together.
I'm going to say a thank you to Kelsey Skonberg, who did all of our editing and did it all in a very thoughtful way with all of our interaction with the participants. And then also thank all of the participants who shared their time and their stories and conversations and their willingness to share. Well, should we sign out?
Yeah, thank you so much, Jesse. Alaska Voices builds bridges by creating a space where community members, friends, policymakers, and scientists can share stories and place-based knowledge. This project was developed in partnership with StoryCorps and was funded by the Alaska Climate Adaptation Science Center. Additional funding was provided by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Chancellor through a generous gift from the Bentley Family Trust. If you are interested in more conversations or information, please visit our website at alaskavoices.org.